So our next two storytellers are probably the most likable married couple that I've ever met. I mean, they're just they are wonderful. You may have seen her, telling you the news on WBAL, and he may have taught you math like 20 years ago. So please welcome Deb Wiener and Barry Gogol.
So, Deb, remember that time that I buried you alive? It's a good time. No, we are here today to tell the story of our beginning. And while many people believe that How They Met is the stuff of a Hollywood screenplay,
ours actually was. Really. So, this is the story of our beginning, and our beginning actually starts at the Inner Harbor, at the water's edge, when a young cub reporter was sent out to cover the story of a blind sailor who was embarking on a transatlantic journey. So I was sent to kind of find the hard edge of this story, which already was pretty serious.
So while Deborah describes herself as a cub reporter, figuratively, literally, I was a bird.
He really was.
For four seasons, the Orioles employed me to be the Oriole bird. I know. I'm giving away all the secrets. I hope I'm not spoiling it for anybody. Mild-mannered math teacher by day, Oriole bird by night.
Yeah. So the serious reporter was sent to the water's edge to cover this story. And here I was interviewing folks from the National Federation of the Blind, interviewing the sailor himself, Hank Decker.
Can you imagine how difficult it was for a man wearing head-to-toe carpeting to entertain people at an event for the blind? The Orioles sent me to do this.
Now, can you imagine the contrast of this clown-like individual and the very serious reporter, all done up, hair and all?
Yeah, so in a situation like that, it was my job as the Oriole bird to get on TV. And there were three reporters there that day. There was Jamie Costello from Channel 2.
Always a very good sport.
Played along beautifully. There was Melissa Sander from Channel 13.
Another good sport.
She loved the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this reporter there in a red dress. A very serious reporter with perfectly coiffed reporter hair.
Terrible sport.
But a very pretty smile.
No.
Or at least that's what I could see through. Almost through, like, yeah. I could see you in these, with these spotlights is about as much as I could see in the bird costume.
Yeah.
That reporter didn't want to have anything to do with the bird.
Well, let me just explain something to you. As I'm conducting these interviews, all I hear is... It's completely horrifying. As you can imagine. So he's mugging and mugging and mugging, and I'm doing these interviews, and this beak keeps...
She nearly pushed me into the harbor. That would have been a scene. I would have sunk faster than Jimmy Hoffa in cement boots.
Yeah, the costume was very heavy.
And talk about a story.
Yeah, that would have been good. Okay.
So, yeah, she didn't like that.
Yeah.
So I walk away from this event, and I say to my bird keeper, assistant was called the bird keeper. I say, who was that reporter in a red dress? Was she as cute as I thought I could see? Who's the reporter in the red dress?
So he's saying this, and I'm saying, get me out of small town news. I got to get to the network and fast.
So that was June of 1993, and we fast forward to August 13th, Friday the 13th,
yes,
of 1993. And I had just bought a house in Charles Village. And I'm home cleaning the house, doing work on the house. Actually, I'm scraping paint. And you know the houses in Charles Village.
You cleaned back then?
Yes, somebody had to.
Okay. And
I get a call. And it is?
It's my friend Liz. And my friend Liz had come into Baltimore. She lived in L.A. She'd come into Baltimore to visit me.
And she knew my sister. They had traveled together in Israel. But that's another story.
No,
we'll
let
them tell
that. We're not getting to Moshe Dayan and the Six-Day War
right here.
Theodore
Herzl.
Move on. Okay. So Liz really wants the two of us to connect.
She says to me, Would you like to meet my friend Deborah Wiener? To which I say, yeah, but I'm covered here in paint chips. To which she says,
he's covered in paint chips.
And I hear from the background,
I love my men covered in paint chips.
So the next thing I know, I'm sitting at PJ's Pub covered in paint chips talking to Deborah Wiener and Liz. Now, Deborah, that night, was wearing a little black jumper. It was very cute and had her hair pulled back. And I didn't think I had seen her before.
I love that you remember what I was wearing.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. Okay, anyway, I digress.
So the conversation turns, as it usually did at that time, to the fact that I was the Oriole Bird.
He hates talking about himself.
Still do. And Deborah says that
I was at an event with the Oriole Bird back in June.
Now, there's three birds, so there's a 2 in 3 chance that it wasn't me.
And I say, this was the most obnoxious bird.
So I'm assuming now that, or praying, it's not me. And she tells me,
I was at the Inner Harbor, outside the Science Center. We were covering the story of a blind sailor.
And I say, you were the reporter in the red dress. That was you. It was. Okay.
And I said, and that was you. That was you.
Well, I must have done something right at PJ's, because a couple weeks later, we went out on our first date.
Yes.
And we dated through the fall and winter, and it was normal. Dating as normal dating can be.
As normal as it is to date a bird. But I come to find out that this is sort of in Barry's lineage, this whole mascot thing. Tell them.
Yeah, my uncle was Santa Claus and my cousins were the Easter Bunny.
No, really. No, tell them again. They didn't hear you.
My uncle was Santa Claus and my cousins were the Easter Bunny.
They're all Jews. They're all Jews. All right.
Oh,
okay.
Hold off.
Oh, no. We're rounding the bend
yes.
here.
So the baseball season comes around. We'll cut this short. The baseball season comes around, and I decided I really want to marry her, or at least that's what she tells me.
Okay.
But I have a problem. I really want to propose to her on April 4th. Why April 4th? It was my grandmother's birthday, and I was using her diamond for the ring. Yeah, I know.
He was a math teacher. He needed a diamond. Don't get all off.
But I have a problem. April 4th is opening day. And Deborah, in her infinite charm, decides that she's going to take opening day and go.
I'm going to L.A. I'm going to go visit my friend Liz and her husband Craig. They're screenwriters out in L.A., and, you know.
So I'm in a quandary, what to do, and I figure it out. I can work pregame. I can do the first part of the game. 3-hour time difference between Baltimore and L.A. I can run to the airport, catch a plane, and be in L.A. in time. I'm on the field before the game, and I jump in the front row because who's sitting there?
My parents.
Arnold and Arlene.
Right.
And I jump in, and Arnold's all happy. Arlene, not so much. And I say to them, I'm off to propose to your daughter. And Arnold's even happier. And Arlene, not so much.
Well, I mean, doctor, lawyer,
yeah, what
bird.
Jewish mom wants to hear their daughter's marrying the Oriole Bird? So we fly out to L.A., and I get there in time, and Deb, take it from here.
Okay, so there was this whole, we'll wind this up, surely, tonight.
Yeah, take the balance of scale.
No. So my girlfriend and her husband were part of this ruse with Barry, and the idea was they actually were working with Charles Barkley on a screenplay.
He's tall.
He's very tall. And the idea was that we would send him a revision, and we needed to find him, and he was at a hotel near the airport, a Hyatt hotel near the airport. Did I want to go and see Charles Barkley and meet him and drop off the script?
Who doesn't want to meet Charles Barkley?
But why would Charles Barkley be at Airport Hyatt?
My cousin worked for the Hyatt. I got a free room.
Right. So we go. We walk into the hotel. We go up the elevator, knock on the door, thinking I'm going to meet Charles Barkley.
So she does say yes, as you can tell.
Yes.
And Liz and her husband, Craig, write a screenplay about our meeting that's been sold in Hollywood like 3 times, once to Jon Stewart, who was going to play me.
But don't you think Matthew Broderick is better, right?
I hear they're both available right now.
So the screenplay was called Bird Meets Girl. Yeah.
And they've actually made a lot of money on it, but I got Deborah out of the deal, so I got the better end of it.
Oh. And P.S., he still has the bird feet. He really does.